Welcome to the Plain Label Podcast.
Let's get ready to rumble! Who's it up? 우리 동창이잖아. 어? 그들은 소나무에 전기를 받아.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Podshots. I'm your host, Eric Williams. For this episode, we, as a group, are revisiting the 2003 Korean film by Park Chan-wook. It is Old Boy. Now, this is a movie that has been widely discussed and panned by one of our co-hosts. So here joining me in this episode is my regular Plain Label Podcast co-host, Mrs. Rachel Zelag.
Well, hello, everyone.
And the sort of genesis behind this episode is that I think our viewers have a pretty good idea by this point how Rachel feels about the movie.
Yeah.
They also have a pretty good idea, I think, on how I feel about the movie. And so we brought in two others to discuss and maybe reveal who's right. So joining us this episode are returning guests, Miss Katie Cruz.
Woo-hoo!
And Miss Annelle Strauss.
Hello.
Before getting into our discussion, I would like to mention that this podcast is brought to you by the Deliberate Noise Network. Head over to deliberatenoise.com and check out some of the other shows that are over there. Let's get into the drink roll call with Strauss. What are we collectively having again today, Strauss?
We're having old lady drinks. Mm-hmm. Doing gin and tonics with some lime.
That's right. Keeping the consistency going from yesterday's recording. So, yes, more gin and tonics for us. Younger Cruz, what are you having?
Coors Light.
God.
Nice.
Oh, like just crestfallen. Oh, really? Okay. How about Rachel Cruz?
You got mad at me yesterday about my whole Arnold Palmer thing, so I just switched to straight up vodka lemonade.
Okay, you know what? You know why I got mad at you? Because when I was re-listening that today, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I didn't have any idea what she was saying, because it's like sort of broke up while you were explaining it.
She said she had a summer shandy mixed with iced tea.
Yeah, all I heard
that
all
in
I
the
heard
other
was
room.
The summer shandy and the iced tea. I didn't know if that was it, or because there was something else that I thought you said at the beginning.
Well,
regardless,
I usually, when I do an Arnold drunker, which is what I call him, it's iced tea, vodka, and lemonade. And this time I did the iced tea with the summer shandy, and you're like, that sounds disgusting. I don't know about that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You're like, well, it doesn't taste disgusting, so fuck off.
Yeah, that's essentially what it went.
That is almost verbatim what I said.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so with our drink roll call all taken care of, I think we're ready to begin our revisit of Old Boy. IMDb plot synopsis is as follows. An average man is kidnapped and imprisoned in a shabby cell for 15 years without explanation. He then is released, equipped with money, a cell phone, and expensive clothes. All right. As he strives to explain his imprisonment and get his revenge, Odaisu soon finds out that his kidnapper has a greater plan for him and is set onto a path of pain and suffering in an attempt to uncover the motive of his mysterious tormentor. Okay, so this is a first watch for the two newbies to this movie, yes? Like, you guys have not seen it before reviewing this, right?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I think that I told both Rachel and Anel this. I feel like I have a pretty firm grasp as to what Katie thought of the movie. So I'm going to start with Anel, and we did watch this together, and I did try my best to try to not influence. I didn't pause and think and say like, oh, look at this transition. Isn't this ridiculous? Like, look how good this is. Look at the storytelling here. I tried my best.
I do it sometimes with movies, though. Like, if Brad's watching and he should be watching more intently, I'll pause it for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'll definitely do that.
I'll rewind. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did you see the facial expression right there? It was classic.
I'll do that sometimes if I feel like maybe she's not paying attention quite enough.
Oh, I hear that all the time. Are you watching? Yeah. I don't think I can watch any harder. Sheesh.
Do better.
Yeah. Watch it closer. You're not close enough to the TV.
I brought you these movie glasses. You're not focusing.
Yeah. You're blinking too much. There's no tears streaming down your face.
Yeah, so he didn't do that this time.
No. Thankfully. So, that being said, Strauss, what did you think of Old Boy? As I stare at her.
I know. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I definitely was very tormented by it. The only thing I wrote down was, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's the only note I took because there was no need for notes.
Is that the beginning, the middle, or the end? Or the whole time?
I wrote it at the beginning when his teeth are getting pulled out. And then I kept staring at it like, oh, that's all I need. What the fuck? This goes for the whole movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. So, I'm not going to say that I hate it. And, like, I would like to burn all the copies.
Or throw it in your toilet.
Yeah, like, it's okay not clogging my toilet. But it's definitely one that I would, like, warn people before they watch it. Like, a little disclaimer, like, it's kind of, like, deep and sick and makes you think about things that you don't really want to think about. For one of my classes, it's human memory. We have to write a paper about... He has this long list of different memory movies, and for one of the topics, Old Boy is on there. Mm. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he put Old Boy on here? And I'm going to have a talk with him. Like, you should tell people how fucked up this movie is before you make them watch it and then write a paper on it.
What else is on there? Like, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Memento.
Memento, yep.
Okay.
There's a shit ton. There's all about amnesia.
Peter Robinson's?
I don't think that was on there.
No, like Finding Nemo, you know, like short-term memory stuff's on there too.
The Machinist was on there.
Eric and I had a lot of fun going through the lists of ones that we should watch.
It was a lot of me saying, oh, we should see this. Oh, hey, we should watch this one. Ooh, that one's good.
And first it was a lot of him like, is that on there? Is that on there? Is that on there? I'm like, okay, movie nerd. I get it.
You mean like what I was just doing?
Yes.
So overall, Strauss, you would say that it wasn't one that you would run out to see again.
No, but it's
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Of like, so like one's like loathe, never one watch again.
Like, 10 is like the best movie you've ever seen, and 1 is like Old Boy.
See, now you're like portraying your bias on me.
Well, yeah. Sorry, I didn't know there were rules.
The rule is it's like apples to apples. The rule is to get you to agree with me.
Well, like another one that I like associated this with was, I know you guys haven't seen it, but it's another Asian,
it's another Korean film.
It's called Audition.
Yeah.
Audition. And it's like, yeah, Audition. And it's like super kind of like gory, but not to the point where we made a good point. It's not like Human Centipede, where that one's just like
quickly.
Yeah. See, I'm like trying to find things to relate this to, where it's not like super sick and fucked up like that bad, but it has like a little bit of a point and a story to it. I don't know. I'd probably give it a 3.
Wow, that's way harsher than what I expected her to say.
That's way harsh, Ty.
Okay, so Katie Cruz, tell me about how much you didn't like it.
Why do you just assume that I didn't?
Well, you didn't like Snowpiercer.
I didn't. Okay.
And so I just feel like this is sort of the type of film that you wouldn't go for, I guess.
Sure. It was, I mean, I hid my face during all of the gory, bloody parts, of course, because I just can't watch those regardless. It had nothing to do with this specific type of movie. I did appreciate that they, like, sort of filled in the gory part blanks instead of actually showing, do you know what I mean? Like, instead of, for example, the infamous tongue cutting, instead of, like, actually showing him do it, they just show his hands making the motion.
Yeah, they show his eyes and they show his hand closing the scissors.
Way to not make me want to vomit every time they did one of those scenes, which I appreciated.
I appreciated that too. I looked at him and I said, do you see him do it? Because I didn't want to see him do it, so I'm glad I
didn't watch.
Yeah.
So, and obviously I had to have somebody tell me that. So, aside from that, like, all of my notes are like, what? What the fuck? Why? Nope. No. Like, over. It's like all like one word things. Like, I couldn't really grasp what was going on. I thought it was like a very intriguing storyline. Like the entire movie, I kept being like, what, you know, like what the fuck is actually going on here? I don't understand. And then once like everything sort of comes into fruition and he has his monk detective moment where he like sort of explains everything, I just completely aghast at everything. It was so disgusting. Like the concept of it was terrible. Cutting your tongue off, like, oh my god. I understand he cut his tongue out, like, oh, your words can actually hurt people and cause all of these things as the underlying thing of the movie, but I also don't believe hypnosis is that powerful.
No, it's not.
That's what's interesting, is I was gonna say, you know, this is a point that Rachel's made several times, but about the cutting off of the tongue, and I feel like that's not close to the most disturbing parts of the movie.
No, I think having sex with your daughter and your sister is the most disturbing part of that movie.
I think choosing to have sex with your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, having sex with your daughter and figuring it out later.
Knowing that it was.
Yeah, but, like, thinking about it and actually pondering it and choosing to do it again is the grossest part of this movie, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is it specifically that you're talking about?
In the end?
Like, yeah, when he's like, oh, I want to get rehypnotized so I don't know that you're my daughter.
Right.
Yeah. So that means he's, like, living with her as a spouse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think at that point, isn't he... I mean, sure, I guess. But you could also read it as that he's being taken care of in his state. Because look at how horrible he looks at that point. Like, he doesn't... He looks as though he's needing someone to take care of him, not necessarily that he's going to bang her every chance
he
gets.
Then why would he need to, like, rehypnotize himself?
So he wouldn't have to, because he wouldn't have to live with what he did.
Well, every morning when his tongue is cut off, doesn't he wonder what the fuck happened?
Sure, he probably wonders that, but I feel like he views having sex with his daughter as another thing that he wants to forget. That he wants to still be with this person, but he doesn't want to remember that they had sex.
Well, I like it better that way. Thinking that they weren't
still banging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the most disturbing part for me is when, you know, he hits the little pacemaker button, right? And he's like, oh, this'll do it.
Oh, but it starts playing the recording.
And it starts playing them having sex. And it's that, and it's, and it's when the bad guy, for lack of me doing research and figuring out what his name is, it's when he has the pointer and he's like wagging it at the box. And he's like wagging his tongue outside of his mouth at the box. And he's kind of like frothing at the mouth, waiting for Odaisu to open the box and figure out that it's his daughter.
What's in the box?
It's all that. And I'm like, oh no, there's something terrible is in there, you know? And so it's those two things back and forth where I'm like, oh no. So.
So, okay.
I'll give the credit that it like kept me intrigued the entire time.
Yeah, me too.
Cause you literally don't find out until the very end of the movie, and it was not anything that I would have guessed. I never would have been like, oh, I bet this happens. Like, that was not one of those movies for me. But I really have a disdain for it. Like, it's been haunting me the last few days.
Yes.
Not like in the good way that movie was so great that I can't get that out of my head and believe that someone was like, this is a really good idea for a movie.
Right. Yeah. Like, eventually you'll like just dislike it more and more. Like, it'll just like become like a blister on your foot.
Yeah, it could very well become like a punchline, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I mean, like, Rachel dislikes it so much to where it was not even remotely possible that it was going to be a thing where she would watch it again.
Never ever.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, hey, are you going to check this out for the movie? Fuck you. You know, I'm not watching that. Is kind of how the discussion went in preparation for this recording. So I think that's, I don't know. Is that the same though? If you watched a movie like Saw or Hostel or Human Centipede where it's just disgusting.
No, because.
Those movies are, like, the acting is terrible.
Right, yes.
And it's just all gore, and, like, what effects can we make this look as real as possible?
And, like,
the storyline's not that great either.
Yeah, and when I talked about this initially, like, I mean, like, Katie, I agree with Katie about how, like, the plot, like, he's in this room, and you're wondering the whole time, like, what is happening, and I think that was one of the things that I had said the first and only time I will ever watch this was, like, I wanted to know what was going on. I wanted to know what the end game is. I was invested in this guy. So like there was a level of like me wanting to know as opposed to Saw, like I could have really given a shit less what was going on with Robin Hood. Like he should have been in Sherwood Forest with Maid Marian.
Should have been wearing his tights. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's what I meant by, it left me thinking about it. Cause also it did haunt me like Katie said, but it's also like something that's interesting to where, you know, you are intrigued with the story and you get connected with the character and you kind of, you know, hope for the best for him. And then it just gets totally thrown a loop and it's like, now I hate you, but I don't want to hate you.
Yeah. I think that the strong negative reaction is, well, first of all, I don't think that it has anything to do with the quality of the actual picture that's made, right?
No.
Because I think that Park Chan-wook is, you know, a guy that has made a lot of films, and he made I think his first English film was, the movie with, Mia Wasikowska that came out, not too long ago, and I'm gonna look it up real quick. But, he is a guy that, you know, knows what he's doing, basically, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Stoker is what the movie was. It came out in 2013 with Nicole Kidman, Matthew Good, Mia Wasikowska. And, that was good, not great, I guess. But anyway, so I think that he's skilled as a filmmaker. And I think that, you know, you have your things like the video game side scroll one take of him fighting that sort of mini army of people, right? Where you watch that and you're like, holy shit, is that hard to put together? Like, you have to know what you're doing. You can't just plop the camera down and say, yeah, just fight them for a while, whatever, it'll be fine.
Right.
So you have different things that you have to be able to do. And I think that what I like about it so much is it's never a movie that you're going to forget.
No.
I feel like that, you know, on this show, there's movies that I really like a lot. And then I'll hear the name of them and I'll be like, oh yeah, we talked about that, right? No way, I saw that, didn't I? You know,
yeah.
You'll have those kind of reactions. And this is a kind of a no doubter. It's like, once you watch Old Boy, you sure as shit don't forget.
Yeah, and Katie, did you know that they made an American version of this?
What?
Yeah, they like did a remake last year with Josh Brolin.
That's like, supposedly it was terrible.
You did, well, really?
Well, I mean, at least the filmmaker was good and he had good actors.
Josh Brolin is a saint.
And it has.
I didn't, wasn't putting down the American actors. You know what I mean?
It has Elizabeth Olsen in it as well.
Do you know what's funny is I was listening to, like, deep in the archives of This American Life, so I have no idea what year it was or anything. But they take this guy in either China or Japan.
Oh, I heard this one, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you guys this already?
No, I've heard the episode, though.
Yeah. Oh, you did watch it. And they tell him that he signed up for a game show.
Right.
And they, like, make him, like, give them, like, all of his clothes, or, like, something. They put him in this apartment with basically nothing, and they, like, deliver food to him every day and tell him to wait until the game show starts, and but then, he doesn't realize that is the game show.
Right.
And, like, he's being recorded, like, the Truman Show for, like, months.
Yeah, and that's what reminded me of this movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to happen.
Me too. I thought that too, but I'm just glad that never happened to me, because I am super weird.
Well, yeah, because they, like, he was, like, getting so excited when anything came to the door, and he had to do certain things to get food rice.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, because he had to mail in those, back coupons. Of, like, a back of a magazine or whatever, those coupons.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was, like, talking and singing to himself after a while, because he was, like, basically cast away, and he, like, made friends with the new shit.
Yeah, and then everybody, he was, like, a celebrity.
Yeah, and he, like, got out, and everyone knew who he was. It was, like, yeah. This shit ever. Mm-hmm. It is like, which would have been a weird but better ending than this. So,
yeah. One of the other disturbing things you forgot to mention was the guy that jumped off the building with his dog.
Why did you bring your dog into it?
Throw yourself off a building. I could give a shit less. But don't take that fucking dog. Come on.
And why was there grass on the top of a building?
That was weird.
And
it was like a field.
Yeah, like when you're in the city and it's so close, like, is that where, like, people go to experience country life?
Maybe. You go up there and you have a lawn chair and you just hang out and drink
probably
a
true.
You drink an Arnold Drunkard. And,
in those overpopulated cities, yeah.
That's right. What you do. But yeah, the American version is directed by Spike Lee, and it does have Sam Jackson, Charlton Copley.
And Charles Barkley?
Sam Jackson. Charlton Copley, I think is how you say it, from District 9, plays the bad guy.
Oh.
Elizabeth Olsen and Josh Brolin is the main character. So there you go. And it has not great reviews, and it is streaming.
Number?
It's 5.7. Mm-hmm. And it is streaming on Netflix, if you want to see that.
Nope.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, that's, I think, what the American viewing audience said, because it did poorly.
My teacher made sure to specify with which old boy to watch is that it was the Korean version, and he did put in parentheses that it has subtitles. So I bet you nobody will pick that movie.
Because that's a huge detriment, right? If it has the subtitles.
The only time subtitles are hard for me is when I'm hungover. And then I'm like, I can't do this right now.
I just can't.
Or sick and tired.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I've found with subtitles is that when they're on, I tend to think that the actors are always better than what they are.
Because you're watching the words and not the actual...
Right, yeah. And so it's like in their native language, so I'm like, shit, I don't know if that's a good performance or if they're just line reading it.
Right.
I can't tell.
Oh my god.
You know?
It's like a German romance movie and they're just screaming at each other and you're like, this was really intense.
Yeah, it could be like fucking Nancy Kerrigan on Saturday Night Live back in the day and I'd be like, damn, she's good. But I wouldn't have any reference, you know? She's like my go-to for worst person I've ever seen try to act, by the way.
Okay, so I pulled up the, like, list, because I'm intrigued on what Old Boy was paired with, because you have to pick two movies to write a paper on, and Old Boy was paired with It's Retrograde Amnesia for action, so Old Boy is considered an action movie.
Of course it is, yeah, there's all that revenge and...
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I don't
know. It's not like it's a comedy, Strauss.
It just has, like...
Rom-com.
Just
ew.
Sick asshole is what it should be underneath.
They turn it into a sitcom.
So, like, I could watch, like, Born Identity or X-Men.
Way better movie.
Yeah, the jacket, the forgotten. A long kiss goodnight.
A long kiss goodnight with your girl Gina Davis.
Cowboys and aliens.
Real man's man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. So those are not nearly as controversial.
No.
As this movie.
Maybe I should do that.
I feel like
I'd
you should
have a
just,
lot to write about.
Yeah, I feel like you should. I feel like that'd be good.
You already watched it, so you got that under your belt.
Seriously, though, who has time to watch
write,
movies?
You can't just write "what the fuck" on your paper.
I should though.
GB,
and he would accept
boy.
It and be like, "Well, okay,
yeah." Old I watched boy, it too. I thought the same the thing.
There is a part where I get to write my opinion, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
That was every English paper I ever wrote.
Tell me
lucky.
About it. Yeah. That's what being an English major is all about. Here's my opinion, sorry.
Esther, this is my opinion, and I can argue myself into an A if I really want to.
Sounds so easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's easy. Why do you think the reason I did it?
Right.
You think we're the models of hard work?
Yes.
Come on now.
You should see how many articles I have to read for all my papers.
Oh, we had to do it in 7th grade.
Shut up, Rachel.
We did. We had to read an article out of the newspaper, like current events. And
oh, my God. That doesn't even count.
Okay, so anything else about Old Boy? Anything that you were pleased about, Katie? You're something you're like, oh, well, this is all right, besides the whole intriguing storyline. What did you think about the acting?
I mean, I thought it was believable.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't able to tweak, even though she's obviously young, like, you know, it is a stereotype that Asian women look very young always,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So it's, like, hard to gauge how young she's supposed to play.
Yeah, I wasn't, and I didn't ever have that, like, oh, she's too young for him type, especially because I sort of assumed he looked shittier from being locked up for so long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he looked a little older than he actually was.
Sure.
That didn't strike a chord with me. The guy, there was like a random passerby that was wearing a bucket hat that pissed me off.
Oh my God.
No, the guy that wore the bucket hat, that was the bad guy. That was the main guy,
that's,
remember?
That's right.
Yeah, because he helps him into the cab, yeah.
Well, like, I just remember at the beginning, this guy is like a pile of crap. And so, like, right when he goes into the apartment, I'm like, well, serves him right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
all of this. He doesn't deserve that either. He doesn't deserve this. And so by the time, like, he's out of the apartment, like, when he goes in, I'm like, whatever, fuck this guy. But by the time he leaves, I'm like, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, it's one of the, that's what I like about it is it doesn't have a traditional, character arc, right?
Right, you put Tom Hanks in there, people would just riot.
Cause you have, you know, he's an asshole, he's like, he's just being such a drunken dickhead.
Yeah, and he's like a bad dad.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's being so obnoxious with the wings on his back and all that.
What'd you say, Katie?
A really bad dad.
A really bad dad.
Oh, yikes. Tweet on that. So I like the fact that, you know, you have this traditional character arc, and it's like, oh, he's going to get his revenge, and then he's going to be, you know, justified in what he's doing and all this. Well, then you find out, oh man, now he's doing this stuff with his daughter, but he didn't know, but that's still not real cool guy. And then, so it's just, you're like kind of on a roller coaster with him as a character.
Yeah. And then it takes you all the way through with it.
Yeah. And then depending on how you interpret the ending, because I do think it is interpretive to where you could think, oh, well, what a dirty fucker. Or you could think, oh, well, he just wants his daughter there to take care of him.
So. I think it's both. I think, like, he knows he doesn't have anybody else, but, like, I think, like, deep down, he's a bad person.
Could be.
So he's just like, well, I might as well forget that she's my daughter, so if I ever do need to bang her.
Well, I think he's probably, because she still feels for him the same way that she always did.
Yes.
But even if
she doesn't know.
What?
She never finds out.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't know, and even if they're not having sex or not, even if he is just being taken care of and looking at her through like a father's eyes, well, she never knows. And so she's just going to live her life loving him in a way that she shouldn't.
Well, that's true, but it's also not her fault because she's been hypnotized to feel for him that, like, that was the initial push.
I'm not saying it's false. I'm just saying it's gross.
Well, yeah, I agree, but it is, if we're going to talk about it, I mean, that's what happens. What's gross is the whole brother sister stuff with, you know, the, let me take pictures of you.
They weren't hypnotized.
Yeah, there wasn't shit going on there.
Yeah.
You don't know, maybe he hypnotized them and then hypnotized himself to forget.
Maybe. The real villain of the piece is the woman who hypnotizes people.
Right.
Yeah, she's the bad one.
Yeah, but that's true. Like, this relationship was made off of someone's revenge. And so the beginning relationship, the bad guy's relationship with his sister is essentially the starter of the most disgusting one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is not warranted at all. Like, this guy didn't I guess it would be different if, like, he saw him, like, banging his sister and he made flyers and put him in the school in the burn book and stuff, you know, and, like, ruined his life. But, like, he
did. Regina George comes in.
Yeah. I feel like the ends do not justify the means at this.
I mean, that's the point. That guy was just so insane about it that he needed, like, some way to avenge his sister slash lover's suicide.
Would that be a slubber?
Slubber.
There it is.
Oh, there's slubber.
That's this episode's Snoa right there.
Danny Slubber.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
But supposedly they were tormented to the point where she, yeah.
Right, because she had the false pregnancy.
Was it false, though?
Yeah, because it was Odaisu went around saying that he found them sleeping together, or saw them doing that. And so it caused a false pregnancy. And so there was a time gap between when he saw them together and when she killed herself.
Right.
It wasn't like the next day or anything.
But when, like, I felt like he was saying that, but then he retorts back, like, why would you let your sister die unless you knew that she was pregnant with your child?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and part of the whole irrational behavior, too, is that they were probably, what, like 15, 17, something like that?
Right. Everything sucks, man.
Yeah, believe you me, like, I kind of think about when I was that age going, oh, no, I was pretty level-headed. And then I look at kids now that I'm teaching, and I'm like, holy shit, are they on a roller coaster, like, minute to minute?
Seriously.
So it's one of those things where I think I watch it now and I'm like, yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see her just saying, fuck it. Let's just jump off the building. So, or jump off the bridge. Email right there.
Sorry.
Ding.
I was going to say that wasn't me.
Oh,
about 100 million.
All right. So, yeah. What else do we have to say about this? Anything? Cruz, tell me why you dislike it so much. Like, I'm genuinely interested. I know that you don't like the tongue cutting.
It's because she's in love with me in real life.
Oh my god.
It's so
cute. It like awakened feelings that I have been trying to repress forever.
Katie had the false pregnancy, not Rachel, and so she's really upset about it.
Yes. I think like I mean, just to reiterate, it was that I despite this guy being a pile of shit, I was kind of rooting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then
did you almost feel, like, suckered by the end? Like, they're dragging you along and then you got kind of, like, punched in the face with this.
I wouldn't say suckered. I just think, like, I wanted the ending to... I wanted there to be a better reason for him to be in that room. Like, I wanted him to, like, be drunk and this is horrible. Like, drive his car into a little kid. And, like,
he
killed somebody's daughter. And that guy gives, like, is, like, I'm locking you up because you took my daughter's 15 years of her life or whatever, and this is what you deserve. I'd be like, I get it. I get that. I just like.
So what about, so let me be clear on this. So it's him sleeping with his daughter isn't really the thing that bothers you that much?
I mean, it is a giant fucking cherry on the cupcake.
Sure.
To be honest. It is part of the face that I make. I think it's the whole left side of my face when I make the ugly squinty face about this movie.
Yeah.
the right side is, you know, the whole, how it ended, I was like, I felt there was a giant buildup for, you know, like something that I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is Game of Thrones shit. So, that was kind of where I was like, it was just some weird guy and his sister. I wanted it to be something bigger, I guess, because I was drug along the whole time, dragged. And then, yeah, when he cuts his tongue out, I mean, gross. And then just basically up until he goes to that guy's house, I just wanted to, like, vomit until the end of the movie. So.
Okay.
And you What?
I feel like it's a tough assignment for me to be, like, grilling you. Like, why didn't you like it? Explain to me. You know, especially on not rewatching it. I'm just, it just seems like a real thorn in your side.
Well, why do you like it so much, Creeper?
Well, I think that I just, you know, I like the way that the characters are portrayed. I like that we have a main character who doesn't always make, even though he doesn't know it at the time, he doesn't always make the proper choices. He's a jerk off. Like, he's just not a good guy. And I kind of like that, you know, in his past, he was a jerk and he was spreading all these things that, you know, are none of his business, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's some sweet gossip to be spreading around. Sure.
But I thought he didn't spread it. I thought he just said the one thing to that guy and that was the extent of it, which is why it was so taken out of context.
And then he said, don't tell anyone. And that guy, of course, being a high schooler.
Of course. Well, sure. I mean, but I think you have to assume that other people are going to talk, especially when he's leaving.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, hey, here's this bomb. I'm just going to leave here and then I'm going to walk away and go to this other school.
Sure.
And of course, everyone's going to end up finding out about it. But I just like that he's a jerk. And when we first meet him at the beginning of the movie, he's a jerk. And then the movie makes you sort of root for him because of this other jerk that's sort of, you know, imprisoning him. And you're like, oh, if only he can, you know, get out and just become a normal person. And then he kind of is getting his revenge and you're rooting for him. And then you have this, again, with the bomb thing, you just have another bomb dropped on you and you're like, holy shit, like, what is this?
Right. And that's where, like, you know how we go through a movie and we go, and that's where you kind of lose me.
Yeah.
Like, that is where you completely cut the rope.
Okay.
Like, I'm with you here, and then I'm like, fuck this noise, fuck this noise, fuck. And I'm making scissors with my fingers right now. You can't see it, but I am.
Nice. So I just think that with the amount of movies that we see, that I love movies that completely take you off guard, and that it doesn't necessarily ask you to feel any of the feelings, really, either. Like, I don't think that it's trying to make you like this guy. You know, it's not like, you don't have a lot of swelling violins and the orchestra's not working overtime trying to get you to feel for him.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, here's a period in this one person's life. It's a revenge tale and here's what he's going through. And I don't know. I just think that's, it's good and interesting and different. So.
Yeah, I won't argue that with you. I'll just argue the ending with you until the day I die.
Well, that's
it's
fine.
It's fucked up and unnecessary. I could watch anti-hero movies all day with a better ending than this. I would five-star it every time. It's just the ending that I'm just like, whatever.
Sure. What I like about it, though, is I think that there is everyone has their own specific line of what's too much, right? And for me, I think it's disgusting, but it's not a thing that happens at the end of this movie where I'm like, oh, that's too much. I'm turning off. And that's
right.
Obviously what
that person and that accepted that.
I agree. And so I think that what the difference is this movie has obviously gone over that line for you and for Katie and for Anel, it seems like, right? To where it's like, oh, too much. No, this is crossing the line. And so I just think that that's interesting.
Katie, what would you rate it?
Is this on a scale of best movie I've ever seen to Old Boy?
Yes.
1 to 10.
I don't know. This is, it's just so, like, It's such an oxymoronic film, if you will. I'm going to also say 3.
Okay, what did you...
I feel like 3 isn't... Like, if you give it a 5, then you're like, you could watch it again. I feel like 5 and above, you could watch again.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to watch it again, but I'm not going to say it's the worst thing I've ever seen, and I've also thought about it more than I should, so a 3 sounds good.
That's crazy to me.
I agree.
Okay, let's do...
Why is that crazy?
Well, let's do the Netflix scale, because I don't understand what the difference is between some of the numbers in a 1 through 10. Like, I don't know what the difference between a 6 and an 8.
Pull up
the
scale, then. Like, do they have, like, a rate?
There's 2 different numbers, Eric. A 6 has, like, 1 circle, and an 8 has the 2 circles on top.
Like an infinity sign, but upright? Okay.
Like, you can round up
to 6. Yeah, like, I know you're English major, but...
Okay, good. That's why I don't teach math. Okay. So from the Netflix scale, 1 is hated it, 2 is didn't like it, 3 is liked it, 4 is really liked it, and 5 is loved it. Obviously, I'm saying 5. So the way that I do it is 5, I would buy it, and I have bought it. 4, I would watch it. I would watch it again, and probably several times. 3, I would, I guess if it's on, I'd watch it. 2, I don't know, maybe I'd watch it again, probably not though, and 1, no way, I'm not watching that ever again.
If we're doing Netflix scale, I'd do like a 1.5.
Okay.
Katie, he bought this movie and we went over to his house one night and Anel and I had drank literally all the alcohol in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I tried to put this movie in his toilet and she put the lid down and she wouldn't let me put it in there.
It's true. They did drink the majority of the alcohol in Lincoln.
It was fun.
It was so much fun.
It wasn't as fun for the sober ones, but
Brad is so used to it.
Sorry about it.
I don't know. I wasn't as used to it. I didn't react real positively to it.
I don't usually. Yeah. I'll usually have all of the alcohols.
All the Lincoln alcohols were ingested by the Strauss that day.
It's all right. Once in a while, won't kill ya.
Okay, do we have anything else? This is, you know what was funny was this was supposed to be, mostly Anel and Katie talking, and I was gonna just kind of like sit back and let the talk happen, and if there was like a stalled moment,
knew you were gonna talk.
Well, that was the idea anyway. Because remember, originally it was just gonna be the two of you.
Yeah, but I wanted chaperones. I wanted to have the evil and the good.
Because I was gonna have Strauss like do the whole
right.
Oh, of course you are.
Of course.
I was gonna have Strauss do the whole intro and do the whole thing.
I don't.
It was just
gonna
be
that.
Without Annette, and she's like, "Fuck you." So. Anyway.
I thought this was more of a Eric tries to convince everyone to like old boy episode.
Right, yeah. That's why I insisted on hopping on here, because I just want everyone to be like, oh yeah, no, it's alright.
Okay. Katie, we all knew that's what was going to happen. Eric was just in some la-la land that it was something different.
Here's the deal. I really liked the movie. I wanted to watch it again. I wanted Strauss to watch it. And this is an excuse to do that.
Yeah. And now we're talking about it again. So look, you fucking win.
I fucking win. That's right.
It's good.
I win. 1-0.
1-0. So the thing is, though, is ultimately I win because you guys will be thinking about this movie for a long time, right?
When did we watch Old Boy?
You know, that was episode 5.
It was what, like, how many years ago?
That was like 3 years ago.
3 years ago. And it's still a punchline in almost every episode that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because it haunts me a lot.
That's true. You need to see Audition. That's good.
Yeah, if you want to be haunted again, that's a good
one. I don't. Like, I really don't want to be haunted.
There's other things that get cut off instead of legs. Or instead of...
Like, whoa!
I had to watch like 25 Disney movies in a row to get the taste of this out of my mouth.
What was funny was we did this, episode 5 was probably like May-ish. And so that fall, we did, that like August or so, we did do Disney movies.
But your listeners were like, whoa, that transitioned quickly.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so Younger Cruz, is there anything else that you have to say about Old Boy before we wrap this up?
No.
Great looks out.
Strauss, you have anything else about it?
No, I feel like it's fun whenever we talk. We have like the Tilda Twitch will never leave my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, some Snowa stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we have Old Boy.
So we have
a- Oh, it's something we can all fucking share together.
Yeah, that's true. We have a little fucked up connection.
You guys are welcome, is what I'm saying. Cruz, do you have anything else about Old Boy?
No, we're done here.
You're ready to move on and not talk about
it? I'm ready
to
put this behind me. I've been through 3 years of therapy that I now have to redo.
Okay, so if you have any comments, suggestions, or movies that you'd like to hear us talk about specifically for Podshots that are not called Old Boy, you can email us at plainlabelpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the show under the handle @plainlabelpod, where you can follow me. I'm @ericwilliam79. You can follow Rachel over there. She's @ladyzlag. You could follow Annelle over at Twitter. She's @AnnelleElizabeth. She doesn't post anything.
I don't do anything. Don't follow me.
You could also follow Katie over there. It's @cat_akisms.
Yep, and I post a lot of my dog.
I was going to say, I didn't write that down. I was just hoping that was right. We also have a Facebook page where you could like the show. Just search for Plain Label Podcast. If you wanted to help us out, you could head over to Amazon.com and you could search for our wish list. It's full of the movies that we want, not Old Boy, because I already have it.
We wish we could have booze on there.
Yeah, equipment that we need and a whole host of other goodies if you're in the giving mood. I just added the Blu-ray collection of The Wire on there. If someone wants to buy that for me, I would love that. Just search for the wish list called Plain Label Podcast. So I do want to thank all three of the ladies for coming on and enduring watching Old Boy for me, because really it's like a whole vanity thing. I just wanted everyone to watch it again.
If they wanted, made it.
Yeah, you made it.
Ooh,
if they wanted to hear more from them, they could check out our Movies We Missed theme that ran back in January and February. And, of course, you can hear Rachel every other week here on the Plain Label Podcast. But that is not all. If you wanted to hear more from Katie, you could check out her blog at, is it cat-akisms.blogspot.com?
Yes.
And then do you have other announcements to make, or are you not making that an official announcement yet?
She's pregnant.
About shirts.
T-shirts.
About shirts and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have just launched my new company called Nicety, and you can find us at thenicety.com, and it's fashion founded on putting something good into the universe, despite all the swear words that come out of my mouth.
I do love the fact that that's announced on this show as we talk about Old Boy.
I seriously, Katie, have three that I'm going to buy.
Yay!
Yeah, I just need to, like, find some money to buy them.
That's all I can do. All right, and so, yeah, so thank you for listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another co-host and another film. 사랑해요. 아저씨.